Oscarthorpe's lawsuit names as defendants some 13 corporate entities tied to the canyons, including several Talisker companies, three associated with American Skiing Company of Utah, and even Vail Resorts, which took over management of the canyons only last year. The suit says Vail is the owner/operator of the resort, which has assumed liability for the claim. The lawsuit says the accident happened on April 15th of 2010, when Oscarthorpe and an appraiser, Thomas Boyer, were traveling on separate snowmobiles over a property that the family leases to the resort. The ski terrain was closed for the season. The two men saw two snowcats parked on either side of the trail ahead, about 20 to 30 feet apart, but did not see any operators or flashing lights on the cats. Oscarthorpe drove between the snowcats at a reduced speed, but was struck by a small-diameter steel cable strung between the vehicles about 3 to 4 feet above the ground. Boyer, traveling further back, was able to stop and avoid impact. The suit said three Canyons employees offered assistance to Oscarthorpe, who suffered severe injuries to his face, teeth, jaw, and neck. One staffer said the cable was, quote, really hard to see. Oscarthorpe, while bleeding profusely from the mouth, drove off the property, went home, was treated at a Park City facility, then taken by ambulance to an IHC hospital in Murray. The suit says the defendants were guilty of gross negligence, reckless disregard, and having a, quote, defective condition on the land for stretching a cable that was not visible without providing any alerts, flags, or signage to warn passersby. Back in 2010, Canyon's representatives said they had investigated and found that protocols were followed and the workers were doing everything they were supposed to do. Oscarthorpe's lawsuit is asking for special, general, and punitive damages. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.